Don't miss breakfast.
Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Nick McBride, Liberal Member for MacKillop. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Spence.
Nick McBride, you sought direction from the constituents of MacKillop about your future in the Liberal Party. What did they tell you?
Look, overwhelmingly, the main response was, we'll support you no matter what you do. Yes, I obviously had strong Liberal members obviously give me feedback, please stay in the party. And then I had a lot of constituents tell me, please go out and be an independent because we'll get more if you're an independent rather than a Liberal. And I heard that conversation right back as a candidate in 2017 prior to the last state election. So what I thought was really, comforting and gave me some confidence, no matter what I did, the response was, please, we'll support you no matter what you do.
But why were you even thinking of leaving? What ups? Because it's a big deal to leave a political party. You didn't do this on a whim, did you?
No, I don't believe I did. And, David, I'd have to say...
So what was it that was so upsetting?
So, David, I have to say that the basis of the reason where I ended was the fact that I felt that I wasn't getting the answers I required in a timely fashion. And I think what we've done and what we've actually, where we've got to today is we've repaired that process. I've been offered connections that are going to work better for me and my electoral office, and we're going to get a faster and better response than where we've been before. And I think that's very, very positive for the member, the seat of a MacKillop and generally the Limestone Coast in general, and perhaps even regional South Australia when I'm representing, you know, what was 4,500 South Australians are stuck over the other side of the border, and now being led to believe there was been out to about 11,000 of those.
Well, how close did you get to leaving?
Look, it was always in strong consideration, and it really came down to a meeting with the Premier and the Treasurer, and that was held at 8:30 yesterday morning.
That's what it came down to. Did the Premier apologise?
No, he didn't need to, and I wasn't after an apology. The meeting was a tough meeting. It went for 40 minutes. It had some very strong conversations, very respectful conversations. And look, and at the end, when I walked away from that meeting, as the nerves died down, I ran into the media right outside the door there and then walked obviously briskly back to the Parliament House for my ERDC, or Environment Resources Development Committee meeting.
Yeah, and you got on with the rest of your day.
I basically thought, wow, this hasn't been that bad. We're on route here for a good outcome.
Well, maybe the problem was Nick McBride. Maybe Stephen Marshall hasn't done anything wrong. Maybe Nick McBride hasn't appreciated all the good government that Stephen Marshall is delivering the people of MacKillop.
So, David, you can point the finger at me, and you're welcome to it.
No,
but I don't think finger pointing.
Nick McBride, you started this because you started this,
okay?
Nick McBride, because you said, I am so upset. Stop me if I've got any of this wrong. You said, I am so upset with my government. I am thinking of leaving my party, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to ask people. I'm going to disturb my electorate by asking this fundamental question: should I go or should I stay? So you started this,
and you're right.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with what's gone on, where I've landed, and how I've worked through this. I had very good reason, and it wasn't just one issue. It was about the whole conductivity between myself, the Liberal Party, the ministers and the Premier, and I believe we've actually got and made huge headway in this area, David, and I think that we're going to get some better responses and better outcomes as a result. Now, if that's what it takes, and if that's what a regional member has to do to make sure that he's got the right traction within a party, within a government, I'll do it. You've said openly, I don't need this job, and I'm only doing it because I want to serve and I want the best outcome for MacKillop and the Limestone Coast. And I actually think I've achieved that, and I think we're going to get that, and I'm going to try and make sure that works.
Okay, so and you got all that in a 40-minute conversation. What did he promise you?
Oh, look, no, hang on. Let's get clarity. So we had a 40-minute conversation, and there was no real strong outcomes from that other than my response at the time was I needed to consider my positions. But there's more to work on, some clarity of what you've said. So then I've had two more meetings through the Treasurer and the Premier over yesterday that ended at around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and we've ended up in a good position. So that's the best way to describe the meetings and discussions that took place in a very, very respectful manner.
What has he given you to satisfy your constituents?
So I've received three things, not just from Stephen Marshall, the Premier and the Treasurer. Two things was, one, I've got better traction through to the government and being able to ask questions and address issues for MacKillop.
So last time you asked him a question in the party room, he told you to, we won't use that language, will he? He just dismissed you, he brushed you off and walked out.
Hang on. Look, what happened in the joint party room for me, I can't address on the radio and I'm allowed to speak about what happened in the joint party, and I've got to move forward. And then the second point that I'll raise that we've got from this process is that the Premier with the ministers are going to meet with regional members as well as regional candidates on a regular basis between now and the election and hopefully after, that we can bring issues. And I think it's really, really encouraging to hear and see that the candidates will also be collected in this. And we will talk about all the issues that are going on in the regions on a regular basis. And I think that'll be another good outcome. The other good outcome on this, David, is, you know, one of the things that broke the straw that broke the camel's back for me, and I was struggling with it, we've had a lot of issues over it, is these what I thought were 4,500 South Australians stuck on the other side of the border. I'm led to believe now that there's been up to 11,000 of them. And we had a 45-minute presentation by the Minister for Health, Stephen Wade, in one of the parliamentary meeting rooms yesterday, where it's all been laid out on the table with SA Health, and we are going to, and we did see answers that are going to help these South Australians come back in some shape or fashion, in a due timely process or timely process, but most importantly, with a better communication process that's been in place already.
In order to be noticed, you had to threaten to leave. You threatened to leave. You've now been noticed. Is this the end of it, or are you going to be the boy who cried wolf?
Oh, look, I don't think there's any boy in crying wolf. David, you would know that I have an immense amount of courage by my convictions. I don't pretend. And I've gone through a process working with the Liberal Party state president, the director, the premier, the treasurer, some key stakeholders, and trying to, you know, get as good an outcome and a meeting to proceed with my issues. And I actually think that as a process, yes, I think MacKillop's had a good win here. I think the Limestone Coast here has had a good win. I think the regions of South Australia and all the candidates and Liberal members have had a good win here. And those 11,000 South Australians stuck on the other side of the border that I highlighted as just one of my issues that I couldn't get traction on, that we're going to have a process in place that will deal with them appropriately, professionally, and still trying to protect the state from COVID.